Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this planet Earth. Once again, we welcome you to this live presentation this early morning. Today's date is the 28th day of October in the year of our Most High Elohim, 2020. The time now is 7:04 a.m. in the land of Biafra. And by the same number of minutes, past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are domiciled. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Okike Abiama is our Redeemer. We come to you this very morning with our gospel of redemption. A gospel of hope. A gospel of liberation. And a gospel of revolution. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the largest mass movement on the face of this very planet Earth right now, the Indigenous People of Biafra, IPOB for short. I am also the director of Radio Biafra and Biafra Television. And by the very special grace of the Most High Elohim, Chukwu Okike Abiama Purumi Henine, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. And I also have a new role now, a servant of the brave youths of Nigeria. As it is customary for us to do on this platform, we are going to pray. And after our prayers, we shall delve into our lectures and our presentation this very morning, after which our lines will be opened. And I will take some of your calls. As I welcome you this morning, welcome other people as well who are close to you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. And let us pray. When Yahweh Yeshua was asked, "Rabbi, teach us how to pray," he stood up, looked up towards the heavens, and gave every praise to the Most High, Chukwu Okike Abiama Purumi Henine, because even Jesus himself realized there is none like Elohim in heaven. "Pray then like this," he said. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And please lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever." He said, that was the prayer of Jesus Christ to the Most High, Chukwu Okike Abiama Purumi Henine. When they asked him, "Teach us how to pray." And that was how he prayed. Every adoration belongs to God Almighty in heaven. Every glory is his. And we are maintaining that tradition, the tradition of the ancients, here this very morning by praying accordingly to God Almighty in heaven, as even Jesus Christ himself did. We are live and we are direct. And God is in heaven presiding, and mankind is on this very earth, even bearing us witness. I got up this morning to this very news. I didn't quite know if I'm to believe it or not. But apparently it is believable. It is true. Leave IPOB alone and go after headsmen, killing people in River State. Chibika Meiji tells Yesomuike. These are two Igbo men in Igbocha, which is Igbo territory, Igbo land. Both of them have spent years serving the Fulani Janjaweed in the north, as it is now customary for most of our political leaders to do. One of them was responsible for bringing into power an aging, diseased, brutal tyrant. Chibika Meiji used the money belonging to River State to bring in Buhari into power. The other one, we are told, was fighting the Fulani Janjaweed by mouth in the open on television. But in actual fact, he is a worse slave than Chibika Meiji. At least Chibika Meiji speaks his mind. I respect him for that. He is not seeking to be politically correct. I don't know if it is as an act of repentance or political expediency, but recently he appears to be making a lot of sense. Or maybe because he knows his master Buhari is dead long time ago. Leave IPOB alone. If they tell you in this world that Chibika Meiji will rise up, of course, I'm not saying to speak in favor of IPOB, but to offer what I call a common sense solution to the madness that is just a week, I won't believe it. Over the years, we have been on this very platform shredding and letting the whole world know what an evil, terrible beast Chibika Meiji is for financing the campaign of Buhari in 2015 and ever since. We have been here defending Wike. I defended Wike. I campaigned for him in 2015. We campaigned for him in 2019. IPOB family in Igbocha. We came out and we voted for him. We queued up to make sure that we defended his mandate. And some IPOB family members were lost in the process of defending Wike's mandate. Today, Wike has turned to our oppressors and has now become the oppressor of the people of Biafra. And the man we thought was the reincarnation of Janjaweedism in our land appears to be making a little bit of sense. Leave IPOB alone. The former governor of River State, Chibika Meiji, an Igbo man, Chibike Ameichi, Igbo man, IGBO, has faulted the order issued by governor, not governor, he's not a governor, Yesomuike, an Igbo man, but now a full-time Fulani slave, even worse than Ameichi. Leave IPOB alone. Chibike Ameiji has faulted the order issued by Wike against family members of the indigenous people of Biafra in Igbocha, which they call Port Harcourt and River State. River State. What a useless, ridiculous name given to them by Gowon. Given to them by Gowon, courtesy of the British, to take away our original name to confuse us and to deceive us. Igbocha is now Port Harcourt, named after a white child rapist, an English child rapist, Viscount Harcourt. A child rapist. He rapes children. He died alone and in disgrace. The name that you're bearing, Port Harcourt, is the name that is cursed in England. Because his favorite is little boys. He likes to rape little boys between the ages of 6 and 14. That is the name you're answering, Port Harcourt. This UG black people, as idiotic as ever. A name that is not in England. A name that brings derision. A name that when you mention it in the royal courts in England, people will think you're insane. That is the name you're answering, Port Harcourt. The name of a pedophile. A pedophile, a diseased, a mentally unstable pedophile. That is the name you're answering. Port Harcourt. Rivers. What does it mean in Ogoni language? Nobody knows. What does it mean in Ijaw language? Do you know? What does it mean in Igbo language? Nothing. I hope you're following. Port Harcourt. What is there in a name? You may ask. No wonder they produce one idiotic governor to the other serving the Fulani Janjaweed. Because of the name they have agreed to answer. The name Rivers was given to you by Gowon on the advice of the British. The name of the place is Iguacha. And as soon as Biafra is restored, that will be the name. Iguacha, that is the name. There is Igwenga, Opobo, and Iguacha, which is Port Harcourt. For your information, if you don't know, go and research it. These are Igbo territories. And so shall it be forever and ever. Fulani can try all they like. You can replace one idiotic governor with another. That is the name he's going to bear. Igwenga will be restored, and Igwacha will be restored. That is the name. Wike on Monday charged the 23 local government chairmen and youths in the state to fish out IPOB family members. The idiot doesn't know that the local government chairman and the youths in the state are also IPOB. He doesn't even know that he himself is an indigenous person of Biafra, making him also IPOB because he wants to impress the Fulani so that Tambuwal can pick him as vice presidential candidate. Chibike Amaechi is the Minister of Transport. He faulted Wike's actions when he spoke in Abuja yesterday. He asked the governor to focus on the real problem in Iguacha and leave IPOB alone. Do you know what Chibike Amaechi, who is a full-time Fulani servant, said? You know, sometimes they come to their senses. This was the man who only last week said that the so-called South-South and South-East should come together as one. People are coming back to their senses. But instead, Daily Trust, that is a Fulani newspaper, and some ethnic jingoists in Yoruba land, like Femi Falana, and some perennial idiots and slaves in the East, like Nyawodo, they ganged up to encourage Yesom Wike to make a complete and total fool of himself. Let me tell you what Chibike Amaechi said in his own words. It is very funny that Wike has decided to leave his administrative works to arrest and kill innocent people of Obibo in River State. Innocent people of Obibo he is killing in River State. What have Wike done for Obibo people since he took over as governor of River State? A question I would like Wike to answer. The little Hitler. I hate Igbo governors. From Ifeanyi Okorwa to Ibazu to Wike. They're all Igbo. Delta, Rivers, Abia, Ebonyi, Imo, Anambra, Enugu. Even Cross River. They're all Igbo, IGBO, Makadi Amama, Igbo. But now, this very day, because of the animosity and the venom in the voice and face of Wike, because Wike wants to bring division into our land, the Southeast governors, we are very hopeless. At least they said they have proscribed IPOB. They never asked anybody to go after their own brothers or their own sisters. What Wike is saying is that a brother can go after a brother, a sister can go after a sister, but meanwhile, Fulani is busy raping, pillaging, and killing our people. Wike, what have you done for Obibo? And you know the funniest thing? A few days ago, when the madman Wike was making the noise that we have now come to expect him to make all the time when he's serving his masters, his Janjaweed masters, he referred to Obibo as Oyibo, O-Y, instead of O-B. And he is an Igbo man. Ikwere people are Igbo people. And they know it. Everybody knows it. But because of abandoned property in Igwocha, because of the same thing that the Fulani did to their own... Oh my God, these people are evil. Fulani came and wanted to divide us. The same thing that Wike is now doing today. Fulani said to Igbo people in Igwocha, take your brother's property from Anambra, from Abi, from Ebonyi, from Enugu, from Delta. Take their properties in Igwocha. Tell them you are not Igbo, that you are Igbo, and we will defend you. Wike must learn this morning. The people, now listen very carefully, please. The person who was instrumental to that abandoned property regime in Igwocha is an Ogoni man. And believe it or not, Ogoni people are not distinct as some of them claim to be. Ogoni is also an Igbo clan, the same way you have Ongwa today. It's how you have Ogoni. They are Igbo people. The same way you have Ongwa as a clan. Ungwa is the biggest clan you have in Biafra land. The biggest Igbo clan. Ungwa started all the way from Montenga. And to Igbocha. To Okwa. Okwa is called Okwa Ungwa. Okwa is Ungwa land. The same way you have Ogoni land. Ogoni. And do you know the funniest thing? Ken Sarawiwa, I want to give people the history of the confusion in the so-called River State and the stupidity of some people. Based on what Chibike Amaechi said. This history, I kept giving this lecture over the years until Igbo people realized that indeed they are Igbo after all. Now listen very carefully. Who created abandoned property. A man called Ken Seruwiwa, who is today, he died a freedom fighter, and we commend that. But you know me, I always tell you the truth. It may be very bitter, but it is the truth, and I will preach it. There is something some of you do not know. The person that brought division into our land is Ken Seruwiwa. Edwin Clark. Pay attention, please. Ken Seruwiwa and Edwin Clark. It is not good to speak ill of the dead, but the truth must be spoken. And the Wike is continuing in the footsteps of Ken Seruwiwa. And he will meet the same end as Ken Seruwiwa if he doesn't take time. I know he's listening. They all listen. And this goes to all the governors of the so-called South, South, and Southeast. You must pay attention. Ken Seruwiwa and Edwin Clark brought division into the old Eastern region. Ken Seruwiwa was at my alma mater, of course, the finest secondary school in the world in those days, Government College Omoe. He was there. So also was Sipu Enekwensi. So also was Chinua Achebe. So also was the best result in the history of WAEC or GCE in the whole of West Africa. The late Dr. J.O.J.O. Kezie. J.O.J.O. Kezie made the best result in the history of WAEC and GCE in the whole of West Africa. Till today, his result has not been broken by anybody. Dr. J.O.J.O. Kezie from Ibeku, from Obanakata, from my town. All of these brilliant, brilliant people went to Government College Omoe, including Ken Seruwiwa, who also was a very brilliant man, a writer and a poet. He's an artist. And you know me, I have a soft spot for artists. You know, things like somewhere that I love, Reginald Akuchie. If you know him, I grew up with him. Incidentally, he went to Government College Omoe. And we also went to UNN together, University of Nigeria, Soga. People must pay attention this morning. Reginald Akuchie is a better artist than Leonardo da Vinci. He is a better sculptor, than Botticelli. Reginald Akuchie is the finest artist I have ever seen in my life. I have been to art galleries, I've been to museums, I've seen what others have done. I've seen Rembrandt. I have seen all the beautiful artists you can think of. Reginald Akuchie is a better painter. If you give him the opportunity to paint something like the Sistine Chapel, he will do a better job than Honorati. He went to Government College Omoe. Reginald Akuchie, very, very brilliant artist. But his talent was wasted because he was born in Nigeria. I said, he is a better painter than any Italian Renaissance painter you can think of. If you sit down and Reginald Akuchie will paint you, he will paint you, you'll be amazed. His talent was wasted. That's by the way. Ken Seruwiwa was at my school, Government College Omoe. He graduated on a scholarship given to him by the government of Eastern Region. And I hope that good people are listening. The man who gave Ken Seruwiwa, or under whose regime, Ken Seruwiwa's brilliance was recognized, is an Igbo man by the name Dr. Michael Obara. Ken Seruwiwa went to school. left Government College Umuahia and became a very wonderful man. There is a motto at my school: In unum luceant, which means may we shine as one. Every Umuahian knows that. Kes Rewa left and never shone as one because there is something called Nkwa when we were in school, you know, in those days. It's only boys' school and it is a boarding school built by a man called Robert Fisher, apparently a Scottish man. And we are not allowed to go out. If you come into government college, you don't go out. You stay in boarding in your hostels or in your dormitories, and then you go to class and all the rest of it. It was modeled along English public schools, like English grammar schools, the boarding ones, that is. There is a house in Government College called Kent House. You know, we have Kent House. We have Simpson House. All white people on the orchard. I was in Cousins' house. Cousins was the guy that wrote the biology textbook. A white man, Cousins. We had Niger House. We had Wareham House, another white man. To the left of Cousins' house is Wareham House. We had all these white principals and white people all over the place. And also, as time went on, Igbo principals and the Ijaw principals. Now, listen very carefully. I want to debunk all this nonsense about Igbo, all this rubbish that Mika is now peddling. Anybody who knows or went to government college, you will know there is a house called Erekosima. Erekosima House. Erekosima is an Ijaw man. There were Igbo principals that came to government college Umuahia. The only person that they named a house after is an Ijaw man, Erekosima. Are you paying attention? That during the time of Opara, everything was done to integrate the East. Is there any house in Government College Umuahia named after an Igbo man? No! But there was a house named after Erekosima. Erekosima was a principal at Government College Umuahia. Igbo man. And they named the house after him. A house is a dormitory where we stay. Erekosima. And I used to have a dream. When I used to dream in those days, most of my dreams, I was in Cousin's house. Most of my dreams were situated in Erekosima house. And it never occurred to me that any time I preach this very gospel, Biafra is almost at our doorstep. Erekosima's son died at Government College Umuahia. He was playing cricket. And cricket, the ball itself hit him on the backside. You know, in Government College, we played every game. We played cricket. We played every game, just name it, in the world. We played it. We played hockey. We played cricket. We played tennis. What's the good thing play at Government College Umuahia? Everything we played. Not now. It's like a glorified primary school. Erekosima's son also went to Government College Umuahia. But he died, unfortunately, because the cricket ball, when they were playing cricket, the cricket hit his scrotum and shattered his testicles, and he died. So after that, they made it compulsory you must wear a guard to protect your private part before you go out to play cricket. We played cricket at school. Oh my goodness. Do you know Kens Rewa was there? Kens Rewa went to Government College Umuahia, came out, became a very successful man. And one day we had a dance, Ongwa, during his time at school. They invited
was it Holy Rosary? Not Holy Rosary one here because they were too small for us. We used to go to Ojumbo, you know, where they are the girls that they used to bring to us in those days to dance with. After we have a debate, and that after the debate, you dance. As they were dancing, I've forgotten the name of the girls' school that they asked to come. I don't know if it is girls from Stella Maris in Iwata. No, I don't think so. It was a girls' school, or was it here? I can't remember. A girls' school was invited from Iboland to come to Government College to debate, because we debate. You know, at Omwaya, we speak very good English. Of course we do. We debate, and after the debate, then you have a dance afterwards. And all the teachers and the principal, they will leave, and the boys will have fun with the girls, just dancing or nothing more. Do you know that they invited a girls' school to Government College Omwaya for a dance? And Kenzie, everyone went to one of the girls and said to her, "Excuse me, dance, I want to dance with you." And the girl said no. And Kenzie immediately thought that the girl said no to him because he is not Igbo. I am giving you factual history. I am sure that Kenzie's son, if the father was somebody who, as my father did, to tell you what happened during their time, must have told the children this story. A girl said no, an Igbo girl said no to dance with him. And Kenzie Rewa muttered to himself, because he's Igbo. That's why the Igbo girl did not want to dance with him, because he's Ogoni and the girl is Igbo. Nobody knew that Kenzie Rewa took that thing away and left Government College Omwaya, became a successful man, and was still harboring that hatred for Igbo people that gave him free education. Allowed him to go to the finest secondary school there is. Kenzie Rewa had bitterness in him. And during the war, Kenzie Rewa found an opportunity to revenge, because an Igbo girl refused to dance with him. And he joined the Nigeria Army and he served with Abacha. Abacha became his close friend. After the war, Kenzie Rewa wanted, not only did he join Nigeria to fight Biafra, the bitterness was still lingering in him. He went and convinced Abacha that Igbos should be punished further. Abacha asked him, "What do you want us to do?" Kenzie Rewa told Abacha that all the properties in Igbo Chair belonging to Igbo people from across Imo River. Listen carefully. Because Obi Igbo, the heart of Igbo nation is in Igbo Chair. Obi Igbo. That is why they neglected. That is even the reason why Wike neglected it. You must pay attention this morning, please. I beg of you. He said all those across the water, they must lose their properties in Igwacha, and we are going to give it to local people. Those local people, not minding that they're Igbo people, we are going to tell them that they are different. Me, I'm an Ogoni man. We are going to tell Igbo people that they are not Igbo. And because Igbo people from across the water came to Igbocha and became successful, bought land and built houses, we are going to give those houses to Igbo people. And then we tell Igbo that you're not Igbo. Abacha rang Lagos and asked for approval. The approval was given. Because when that suggestion came and was being discussed in Lagos, you know that the British government, they hear everything that you say. They told the British said, "Okay, very good. That is how we are going to divide them. That is how we are going to deny the Igbo people access to the sea, by making sure that the Igbo people that live by the sea see themselves as non-Igbos. A very simple, very clever plan. Because Igbocha seaport is there, and that land is owned by Igbo people. Owned, which is Ikwere, of course, owned by Ikwere people. And because of that, in order to deny the wider body of Igbo nation access to the sea, let us tell those that live by the sea that they are not Igbo. They did the same thing in Opobo. And the British said to go on, you can go ahead, it's a very beautiful plan, it's a very good plan. So they can divide us. So the go ahead came, and Abacha, who was a very good friend of Kansere, we were said to Kansere, well, you can go ahead and implement this. It's fine. It's a very good idea. Now, but in order to make it work, since it is your idea, you are now going to oversee the whole abandoned property project. Kansere Owa spent days and nights touring every community in Igbocha, telling them how they are not Igbo, how Igbo people came and dominated their lives and took over their land and built houses. But meanwhile, he's Ogonio. He's not Igbo. He's not Igbo. He says he's not Igbo. Meanwhile, he doesn't speak Igbo language. The people in Igbocha, they speak Igbo language. They answer Chibike Amechi, which is Igbo. They answer Nyesomuike, which is Igbo. They answer Odele, which is Igbo. And you know what they call God in Igbocha? Chukwokikabiama. Igbo call God Chukwokikabiama. I heard it myself. Nobody told me. I was traveling through that area. They told me themselves. Nobody told me. You must pay attention this morning. They said, because wherever a people who are successful are gathered, there's always envy. Ikwere said, okay, from today onwards, we are from Ikwere. We are from Benin. And the Oba of Benin is our brother. We are not Igbo people. We are not Igbo. Although we speak Igbo, we are Igbo speaking, but we are Igbo. Yoruba speaking, but I'm not Yoruba. Does that make sense to you? Kansere Owa presided over abandoned property. He was the one, despite benefiting from a scholarship granted to him by an Igbo man, despite going to a very beautiful school in Igbo land, because he could have gone to Opeka Grammar School, he could have gone to Stella Maris in Igbocha, he could have gone to one of those beautiful schools that you had, but he got a scholarship to attend Government College in Omoy, Fisher High School. For free! He now came back to wreak revenge because a girl refused to dance with him. Are you listening? Now, you know, Igbo man, if something happens in the north, you know, if there's a riot now in the north, and there are two Igbo businessmen, one of them had his house destroyed, his cars burnt, and maybe a part of his business still surviving, he is desperate for cash. The other businessman, who is Igbo, will come to him and not offer to give him a loan to rebuild his business, but will tell him, please, I want to buy you out. So it is in us. Igbo people accepted and took over all the properties belonging to their own flesh and blood from across the Imo River. That's all. If you are on this side of the Imo River, in Obi Igbo side, they let you keep your property. If you're from Ungwa, going all the way to Hamufu, or to Dekem, you lose your property to your own brother in Igbocha that they named Port Harcourt. That was Cancer Uwa's plan, which the British endorsed, which Gowon executed. And in Lagos, they tried the same thing in some places, as you may recall. When our leader came back, he was fighting for his father's house at Queen's Drive in Ikoyi. I think he got it back eventually. Some people in Yoruba land wanted to play smart. They said, okay, if they are taking their properties in Port Harcourt, we must also take their properties in Lagos. But I want to shock all of you this morning. In the north, where there were predominantly Hausa people, there was no abandoned property. After the war, Igbo people went back to the north, and the Hausa people gave them back the keys to their houses. I want you to pay attention. But in Biafra land, in Igbo land, a particular section of Igbo people, a clan, Ikwere is a clan, the same way Ngwa is a clan, and Ngwa is bigger than Ikwere, the same way that Ogoni is a clan. One clan in Igbo land decided to jettison their identity because of their brother's property. But in Hausa land in the north, Hausa people, because Fulani was busy moving cattle in the bush, Hausa people gave back the keys to Igbo properties back to the owners when they came back after the war. Now the divide and rule has set in. Kensra was working with Abacha. Very, very well. The same thing now that Wike is doing. Another Ijaw man came into power. I will call him even an Igbo man, because his name is Melford Okilo. Is it Okilo? Is it Melford? Let me get his full correct name. The MPN governor. They said they will vote MPN, they will not vote for Zeke. All of those, I call them the Gowon created states. You know, Lugard created Nigeria. People that call themselves Niger Delta were created by Gowon. The people created by Gowon. Oh dear me. Things are happening. There are so many things you people don't know about the zoo. The reason why we are suffering today was because an Igbo girl refused to dance with Kelsey Wiwa. That is why we are saying this rubbish today. That is the genesis of the problem. After all, the man that knew history and told Ojukwu about our name, Biafra, is an Ijaw man, Ijaw, the same place with the bloated pig, the same place with Ankie Obriggs, the same place with Edwin Clark. The man who said our name is Biafra is not an Igbo man. He's an Ijaw man, Ijaw. This morning, all of you must pay attention. I don't even know why I'm preaching this very gospel, but I was moved to preach it. Anyways, Rimozi, that I should preach it. Because of Wike, I want our people to get to the root of the problem. Because of Jason Wike, I want our people to be educated this morning. Education. You all must listen carefully, please. The same man that I told you gave me money when I went to his house in London, the former governor of River State, his name is Melford Okilo. Melford Okilo. Now listen very carefully. Melford Okilo, Okilo and Okiro, the former IG of police, are all Igbo people. I want them to understand this. And I also want you to know, when I told you about Arochukwu and slavery the other day, I want you to know that most of the people who are Ijaw today, Ijaw, is either your grandfather or your grandmother is from Arochukwu. If you doubt me, Go and ask the pig in the creek. Do you have Arochukwu blood in you? Ask Ankyo Briggs. Ankyo Briggs, do you have Arochukwu blood in you or not? Because you were all sired by our people, captured and taken to the new world as slaves from Arochukwu. Am I lying? Ankyo Briggs, do you have Arochukwu blood in you or not? Eshinosha, the pig in the creek, do you have Arochukwu blood in you or not? So when people are telling you rubbish, he's done this, he's done this, we are listening. I am asking them, you people you were giving birth to by people from Arochukwu, am I lying or not? Yes or no? I want you, some of you with Ankyo Briggs' number, go to her page this morning and inbox her. Please, ma'am, do you be respectful, please? Please, ma'am, do you, ma'am is M-A-A-M. Do you have Arochukwu blood in you? Please answer me yes or no. Some of you that read the nonsense from the imbecilic pig in the creek, ask him a simple question. Do you have Arochukwu blood in you or not? Go and ask Edwin Clark. Edwin Clark, do you have Arochukwu blood in you or not? These are simple questions, they're not difficult. Ask them this morning and you hear what they will tell you. You'll be shocked. These people have, they are carrying Arochukwu blood in them. Arochukwu, our spiritual capital, Arochukwu blood is in them. But when you see them talk their nonsense, you feel, you pity them. Who made it possible? Another Igbo man, Ken Saruwiwa Ogoni. Ogoni is a clan in Igboland. You know, we like being autonomous. People may be saying, but why did they say they're not Igbo? Look at my own place. I come from Afarugu. My father was a traditional ruler of Afarugu. After a while, Hoko Bandumuoke said they want to answer Enugu. They want to be autonomous. My father said, okay, no problem, you can go. Before that, the first son of Afarugu is Okulaga. Okulaga is number one. They are the first son of Afarugu, which is the next village, or should I say hamlet, to mine. Okulaga said, we want to be autonomous. And today, Okulaga is an autonomous community inside Afarugu. Maybe in the future, Isiama will also become an autonomous community in Afarugu. Autonomous means leave me alone. The same way that Ogoni is an autonomous clan in Igbo land. Are you listening to me? Somebody who is an Igbo man decided to be autonomous because a girl refused to dance with him. And he took that bitterness to corrupt and poison the minds of other people, like the Ikwere people, to hate themselves. And they think they are going to enjoy life. Of course not. You don't know God in heaven. No, you can't enjoy. They took their brother's properties in Igwacha. Chief Jesse Obi, one of the richest men you had in those days in Igwacha. My own grand uncle, Dudukoro Chief Alozie. Who doesn't know him? Chief Alozie owns from Obibo to oil mill on the right. He owns it. Chief Alozie. Who doesn't know him? In Igwacha. Oh dear. Chief Zetsiobi's properties were taken. My uncle's properties were taken. These are one of the richest people that you had. My uncle, De Jacob, studied in America. When he was traveling from Omuahia railway station, when he traveled because he went by ship. He traveled from Omuahia. De Jacob traveled, Jacob Alozie traveled from Omuahia railway station in Ibeku all the way to Igwacha to board a ship to go to the U.S. to study. His father, Chifalozie, hired one coach for him. An entire train, an entire coach. Only the Jacob was in it with his servants. All the way to Iguacha. When he came back, when the Jacob came back, women removed their wrappers and laid it on the ground for the Jacob to walk from Rewe all the way to my compound. Chief Alozie, his properties were taken. Those belonging to prominent men like Chief Zetsuyobi were also taken in Iguacha. And most of them died because of it. Do you know what used to say, Chief Alozie used to say because he was going to court to try to recover his properties? He said if his properties were taken by Hausa people, he would understand. But he cannot believe that people that took his properties are those that answer Ikoku. And his own brother, D. Ikoku, just lives across from him. People that answer Igbo names in Ikwere land took properties belonging to their fellow brothers. Are you listening? I want to tell you where Nweke is coming from. Kensa Rewiwa did all of these things, and Ogoni land was not developed. You know, God is miraculous. That is why they are suffering today. Ogoni land is suffering today because of the betrayal that was brought into our land by Kensa Rewiwa. God is a God of vengeance. And Ogoni land can never be developed unless Biafra comes. They can never. Ogoni can never see development until Biafra comes. Never. After that, after many years, Kensa Rewiwa now discovered limited water, please. After many years, Kensa Rewiwa discovered the grand plan of the Fulani. I want to tell you how miraculous God is. Under the regime of his good friend, Sani Abacha, he started the agitation, the Ogoni Bill of Rights. Abacha called him on the phone. I said, my friend, what are you doing? He said, Ogoni land is not developed. We are marginalized. We are backwards. Abacha said, okay, and put the phone down and ordered for his arrest. He was arrested in Iguacha, put in prison, and tried. Before he was executed, he said he wanted to speak to his friend Abacha again. He called Abacha. You know what Abacha said to him? You are fighting me in my administration the same way you fought your brothers, the Igbos. You want to betray me the same way you betrayed the Igbos, but I will teach you a lesson. I will tell you I am not the Igbo people that you betrayed. Abacha gave the order and Kensa Rewiwa was hanged. Ask anybody if they keep records of telephone conversations between a president or head of state in Nigeria and people, you will see it there. We have all the information. Kensa Rewiwa was broken. Abacha said to him, you betrayed your people. I am your friend. I am the head of state. And you want to betray me. And for that, I am going to kill you. And Abacha killed him. Because he betrayed his people. You think the Fulanis are not smart? Or the Janjaweed from the north, you think they are not smart? Once in the Dakinian world, that's why they can never give him anything. They know he betrayed his people. It was the person that gave the go-ahead for abandoned property to be seized or to come into existence, so to speak. The person that Kensa Rewiwa went to and said, my friend, let us take properties from Igbo people in Iguacha, in Igbo land. You know, it's an abomination. Before God is an abomination. Go and read your Bible, Old Testament. An abomination before God. to take a property belonging to your brother. Land is an abomination. Is Ogoniland developed today?
They are my brothers, yes, and my sisters, yeah. But I tell you the truth.
Is Ogoniland developed? Hey, I'm asking you. Edwin Clark, another traitor. Is Ijoland developed? Traitor. Is Ijoland developed? Ogoniland is polluted.
They are campaigning all over the world, championing it because of the sins of Kensrewiwa. Some of them said, oh, we are not Igbo. We are Ogoni people. But how many are you? Where did you come from? Where do you come from? How can you be in the middle of nowhere and say you are a separate nation? And his name is Kenwewa. Wa-Iwa, the child of Iwa. Wewa, they changed it to Wewa, W-I-W-A. They think we don't know that they're Igbo people. You can be autonomous all you like. Ungwa can wake up tomorrow and say we are autonomous from Igbo. We are not Igbo, we are Ungwa people. Nobody can begrudge them. Now, after successfully dividing our people through Kensrewiwa and Edwin Clark, Edwin Clark, a traitor to the core. He's an old man and I wish him more years to live, but I want him to be honest and come out to let him confess the same thing today that Wike is doing. Wike, the same people that encouraged Kensrewiwa to divide Igbo land, which is Biafra, they were also the same people that killed him. Did any Igbo man kill Kensrewiwa? And when our late eternal leader came to London, I said to him, why did you not intervene when they arrested Kensrewiwa? You could have mobilized the entire Igbo nation, which is Biafra itself, to campaign and to pressure Abacha not to kill your brother, Kensrewiwa. He said to me that what Kensrewiwa did was unpardonable, that it was God that punished him, that he was in no place to intervene. Ojukwu told me this in London. There were many of us there. Ojukwu came to London then with Peter Obi, Chekwa Sokoria, Victor Ume. Victor Ume then was an ordinary treasurer in Abga. We went to buy them clothes at Oxford Street. Victor Ume, did you come to England with any clothes? Did you not go to buy you clothes myself and Ifan Inegu and Samume? And what's his name? Chinedu. What's the Chinedu surname again? Forgotten. Ask Peter Obi now. Ask him. He will tell you. Was I not the one that paid for Jukwu's accommodation at Millennium Hotel with my credit card? Oh dear. At Kensington, that's where we were. Kensington, London. Jukwu Sokoria, we found him accommodation elsewhere, not in the same hotel with our eternal leader. Oh, you people, you have all forgotten. Did I run to Peter Obi and ask him for money when he became governor? Mad people everywhere. As I was saying, Ojukwu said he couldn't have intervened because it was God's will that the same person, not even people, the individual that Sarawiwa went to ask, do I have, please give me permission to take Igbo people's properties in Iguacha? Let me convince Igbole that they are not Igbo. The person he went to, the man that gave the permission, said, okay, go ahead, was the man that killed him. I want Wike to learn that we have history on our side. You cannot divide our people. You cannot ask a Biafran to go and hunt a Biafran for you. You can't divide us. There was a man that tried to divide us. Today that man is dead. Not by natural causes, killed by the same people that he was seeking to please through the division of the sacred land of Biafra. We can. You are going to die disgracefully. Anybody who tries to divide a land that God ordained must exist will die a miserable death. Have you asked yourself why Ijaw land is not developed? Why our mothers go to the creek to drink from the same water that they go to toilet in? Have you asked yourself why? You people, you play with God. You don't know Chukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukwukw
A job, do you think if you remove yourself from Biafra, you'll be developed? Fulani will swallow you overnight. I may go in a moon here. A moon arrow. Yes, you are here. I want you to understand this. That is why you are not developed and can never be developed in this world. Never, ever, ever for betraying Biafra. Is that why I'm doing well? Simple question. The reason why Akwa Ibom is doing well is because of Philip Effiong. God had mercy and said, because of Philip Effiong, I will leave you alone. All of you that said, we are not Biafra, I'm not Igbo. Are you doing well today? Are you better off than Anambra, Imo, Abia, Enugu, Ebonyi? Are you better than them? Simple question. You think you can divide the people of God? God will strike you dead. You can. Nobody can do it. No human being can do it. Let me tell you. Your name is Nyesom Nwike Nwaike. Because we are known by who our fathers are. His name is Ken Wewa Waiwa Nwaiwa Waiwa. The same way you have Wachuku, they change it to Wachuku Wa. The same family. Wachuku Wa. Wike is, they took away the N. Waike, he took away the N. So they will sound, they will say, I'm not Igbo. Waike is his name. He took away the N, took away the A, and said it's Wike, W-I-K-E. The name of the foremost Ogoni freedom fighter is Ken Waiwa, Waiwa. They took away the N, as Wike did, took away the A. It is now Waiwa, W-I-W-A. To hide their Igbo identity. The same thing that Ken Saruwa did with the same surname, or should I say with the same alphabet in the surname. Waike is N-W-A-I-K-E. Wewa is N-W-A-I-W-A. What Ken Saruwa did, Wike is now doing. Wike, they took off the N and the A, and you now have Wike, W-I-K-E. Wewa took off the N and the A, and is now Wewa, W-I-W-A. And two of them are going to meet the same end. Wike, I am laying a curse on you that you may know that God Almighty sent me. The same way Fulani rejected cancer. We were at the right time and killed him. So shall they do to you if we don't get you first. Wike, I want you to understand the reason why I hate you now more than anybody else in the world. Do you know why I despise you now? Because you are trying to divide the children of God. Cain said, "Whoever tried it and was killed. Anybody who tries it will die. If you try it, you will die." Cain said, "Whoever is Wa-Ewa." That's his name. Wa-Ewa. N-W-A-I-W-A. Wa-Ewa, the son of Ewa. They called it Wiwa. Wachuku became Wachuku. You people are fools. You see, I don't know. My people are not well in the brain. You reject a name that God Almighty gave to you in order to please Fulani. Cancer Wiwa and Fulani killed him. Wike. You are renaming the name of, as I told you, Okilo, my father Okilo. They are the ones, Urumu Allah, Urumu Kurushi, Urumu Adolu, Omo Adaolu, the children of the only surviving daughter. When they came from Arochukwu, they took everybody into slavery. Only one woman survived, only one survived. And she gave birth to children. They named the place Omo Ada Olu, the children of the only daughter. The land of God. And you idiots want to divide it. The land of God itself. You want to divide the children of God to allow uncircumcised vandals to come in to possess a land that God gave to our ancestors. Omo Ada Olu, the children of the only surviving daughter. Ada Olu, the only daughter they had. Why do you think I said that Igwacha will be the capital of Biafra land? But of course now Igodo is making a very strong case for it. Did we ever know that Igbo land started from that even Benin City itself? We never knew. Because God said, "I will you, when the time comes, if you come back to me after our 2015 atonement prayer, if you abandon every other God, including the one the white man brought to you, and face me, and only me, then unubomu chineke, Nwachukwu." Nobody answers where Jesus, where we come from. Do you answer where Jesus? I'm asking you a question. Onwa Muhammad. Is that your name? Is your name Onwa Muhammad or Onwa Jesus? You answer Onwa Chukwu, the Son of God of heaven and earth. This is maybe. In 2015, I prayed, and I will release that very clip today. Listen to it. All of you claiming you are from Niger Delta, listen to the atonement. God said, anytime you come back to me, I will bring all of you back together again from where you come from, including Igodo land. I will teach you in the spirit the history of Oba and Idu. That place is Idu land. Idu land. They call it Idu. Ubiaja, they call Eshan. Igbo people. I-G-B-O. Igbo. Why haven't you thought about this before? They divide you to conquer you. When Kesrewa thought that he was doing the right thing, they became autonomous. And we thought he was the most educated man there. They became autonomous. He never told Ogoni people. I went to school with Igbo people. If at all he claims he's not Igbo anymore. The scholarship that I went to school with was given to me by an Igbo man. Are you listening? Oh dear. Who built Igwacha? I want people to go and... Do you know that Shell was in Owerri? Shell was in Owerri. And Igbo, you know, they had sense in those days, intelligent men. Hey! May Elohim bless them. Igbo State Union. Before the war, they were an authority unto themselves. You will pack your bags from Omuahia, you travel to Zaria. Upon getting to Zaria, you speak Igbo. Our son will take you to an Igbo man's house, and they will take you to their chairman, and they will give you where to sleep. And by the next day, you start work. When I think of Igbo land before the war, tears come to my eyes, I'm telling you. The mere fact that you are in Bauchi and you speak Igbo, every Igbo person around there is your brother and your sister. If they're older than you, they are your uncles, you call them dead. If they are the age of your father, you call them father. Let me tell you what happened in America. I was in the U.S. I think it was early this year or last year. I can't remember. It was early this year. I was in the U.S. I was in a town hall meeting in Chicago. And a girl came to me. We were taking pictures. And a girl came to me and said, and I said to them, why don't you marry each other in America? Why don't you organize a ball once you leave college? They organize a ball for all of you Biafran people to meet together, and then your sons will meet your daughters and you can intermarry. One of them came to me and said to me, she didn't know when she said to me, uncle, do you know the problem we had? Why we never intermarried or married each other? And I said, no. She said to me, because when we were growing up, our parents would introduce the fathers and the mothers of the people we are supposed to marry as our uncles and our aunties. Do you understand? You know the way we are. In England, once you speak Igbo, Tunnemeka and Nnabikem, this is your uncle. That's where we are. And we didn't know that these kids, they had it in their brain, I cannot go and date the child of my uncle or my aunt, although they're not from the same village. And so she said to me that the problem is from our parents. They introduced us to everybody as our uncle and our aunt. And I said to her, that is how we are as a people. If I leave Omuahia and I travel to Ngwaland in Aba, every Omuahia person is my brother and my sister. Now, if I leave Ngwao and I travel to, say, Ondo State, every Igbo person in Ondo State is my brother and my sister and my uncle and my father and my mother. That is where we are as a people. It doesn't mean you cannot marry them. She was shocked. And yes, that is what we do. If you see somebody in those, I remember my own aunt, Doka Modo, married in Mbise, where my younger brother was born. My own aunt, my father's immediate younger sister. When I said I was in Aba, I was with her when I was going to primary school in Aba. Helen is her name. My aunt. My aunt will say to me, please, there were in her dining one more in Aba. We were staying at Aba Omuacham then. I went to go and see them from government college. I went to on a weekend. She said to me, take this thing and go and give it to my sister. And I asked her, who is that your sister? She said, that's Ubakala woman there. Ubakala is not Ibeku. I don't know who the woman is. But because she is from Omuahia, living in Aba, she became my aunt automatically. And in America, they are saying, how can I then go and marry my aunt's child? That means that boy is my relative. So they saw all of that. The reason why we don't intermarry in America or marry each other as much as we should is because we see everybody as one family. This is what Nweke is trying to bring division into. This was what Ken Serowua tried and failed, and lost his life in the process. Have you seen Jews? Anywhere you go to, they say, oh, they cooperate, they're always together, they live together, they do this together. And the only thing is that they marry one another. We don't. We do not marry one another. We don't marry each other. We need to marry each other. we need to marry each other more. Do you know Margaret Epo, where she comes from? The one that they named Calabar Airport after. Margaret Epo is from Nnewi, but she married a man, an Efik man. Epo, are you aware of that? The regard I have for Peter Obi is because the wife is from Cross River State. We need to intermarry more. We are all one people. It's just like somebody from Samaria marrying somebody from Judea. The language may be different. Some of you do not know that in Israel, you have many languages. Do you know that? The same way you have Ogoni in our, you have Izon or Kolokoma, as they say. You have a Efik language, you have a Ibibio. Do you know that even in Israel, one people created, they all descended from Jacob. They have now, listen, people don't know anything else. They have Hebrew. They have Yiddish. Are you aware of that? There's a language called Yiddish. They have the Hebrew language. They have Yiddish. And for some of you saying, oh, but in Benin, they speak a different language. Now let me shock you. I want to surprise all of you. Do you know that Hebrew language is new? It was written by one man. I've forgotten his name. Go and Google it. Hebrew language was written to unite all the dialects of the ancient tribes of Israel. Do you know that in those days, somebody who is from Judea spoke a different language from somebody who is from Samaria? Are you aware of that? But they are all Israelites. Are you aware? Are you aware? I'm asking you. So having different languages, maybe from Benin to Ogoja, from Ogoja to Oron, doesn't mean you're not one people. That was why a man, let me actually Google it, how the history of the Hebrew language. Because there is a language also called Aramaic that they spoke when Jesus was on earth. Aramaic, they have Hebrew, they have Yiddish. Let me see if I can actually do it myself. Whilst we are still, I don't know what came over me this morning to preach this gospel. I have no idea. It's weaker, and because of what Chibi Kamiji said. You are not pursuing Fulani killers and headsmen. You are pursuing your own brothers that the Fulani headsmen may kill them. Let me try and see if I can get it. The history of the Hebrew language. People don't know anything. No? The history of Hebrew language. Hebrew language. Yes, I think the man's name is Angel Sainz Badilos. Let me also check, please, to make sure. A man created it, joining all the languages. Of course, a history of the Hebrew language is a comprehensive description of Hebrew from its Semitic origins and the earliest settlement of Israelite tribes in Canaan to the present day. What the man did was to bring all, his name is Angel Sainz Badilos, I think it is. A history of the Hebrew language. Go and read it up. You will see it. One man created it. One man created the Hebrew language. What he did is to avoid trouble. Somebody was asking me, if you get Biafra, oh, what language are you going to speak? And I said, when we get Biafra, we are going to get a panel of linguists from every clan, from every tribe, from every dialect. They will sit down, we lock them up somewhere until they produce a lingua franca. The same way the Hebrew language was produced to cater for everybody that sees himself as a Jew, as an Israelite. Do you see how what Ugoki Kabiama is doing? Replicating what has gone before in our present time. Wike, for attempting to divide the house of God, you will die disgracefully. I lay a curse on you today. You will die shamefully and disgracefully. You are from Satan. You are from darkness. You can say anything you like about us. You can even condemn us. That was why I warned Umahi. Umahi tried to bring this. The same nonsense Umahi tried to do in Ebonyi State. Tried to tell me Ebonyi State is not Biafra. Ebonyi State is not Igbo. What have these people done for us? That idiot did not know about a man called Dr. Akanu Ibiam from Ebonyi State. A pillar. A man of great honor. May his soul continue to rest in peace. A man of immense honor from Ebonyi State. A great scholar. The only him and John Lennon were the people that returned their whatever rubbish from the Queen of England because of the war. Because of how Britain treated Biafra from Ebonyi State. And I asked Umahi this morning, go and read the history of Dr. Akanu Ibiam and emulate him. That one day we are all going to die. One day when you leave, people will sing your praises the same way we are singing the praises of Akanu Ibiam today. It's from Ebonyi State. But you see, Wike is a dead man walking. Dead man walking. I didn't want to teach this history today. But you see that Asian here in the creek. With Arochukwu blood in him. Arochukwu. He doesn't know the meaning of the word Arochukwu. The children of God. The worshippers of God. The house of Levi that we have. Those created to worship God. Arochukwu. You have the blood of Arochukwu in you. Ankyo Briggs, you have the blood of Arochukwu in you, the children of God. And you're telling me I'm ladhood like garbage, Ndara. Anyway, you are imbecilic. What do you know? Ndara. Ask them. We don't want Biafra. This is your Biafra. Ask them, do you have Arochukwu blood in you or not? If you doubt me, we do a DNA sequencing. We see if you and I share the same ancestry or not. Mad people. You think that different language means you're a different person. Stupid fools who don't read history. People who are badly educated. In Israel, in the land of God, there's Aramaic, there's Hebrew, there's Yiddish. And in fact, let me ask them, how many ancient languages did they speak in Israel? How many? Google it! How many Semitic languages did they speak in Israel? people don't know anything. Then I go, well, you want to come and debate people who are learned. Eh? How many Semitic languages are there in Israel? Did they speak in Israel? Mad people everywhere. Ndiara. When they think I will just come out one day and start saying what we do not know. What we do not know. How many languages are there? I ask you. In the Levant region, that is, the name is Levant. Levant, not Middle East. You know Britain? It was Britain that named them Middle East. And Asia, they named them Far East. So you not know your history. Once they use that layer to cover your river state, your history is forgotten. You no longer know who you are. Your name is Igwacha. And the name you're answering is the name that is cursed. Port Harcourt is a cursed name. Cursed name. If you do not know. That is why there can be no development in that part. Go on, go to Bayelsa. Is there any development? Apart from what the last governor did or tried to do, is there any development? Are people meaningfully employed? The answer is no. We cannot allow anybody to divide us. We are the children of the Most High. I'm very, very sorry. I only I wanted to analyze a lot of news items we are seeing today, and I'll just go through them very briefly, please. But if Chibika Amaechi can be talking sense, I hope he's not playing politics, so. If he's talking sense, asking for the unity of the South, South, and Southeast, saying we can leave IPOBL, and what have you done for Obibo? I don't know. We wait and we see. The army. Do you know? I can't. The army is denying shooting people at Lekki. They are now saying that Sanwo Olu did it. Zoological Republic. The zoo. All in an effort. Tinubu went to Sanwo Olu to say, my boy, I put you in government house. You have to take the fall. That was what Ambode refused to do. That was why they removed him. My boy, I want to be the president of Nigeria in 2023. You have to accept, please, that you ordered the shooting. And that you also gave the order for the cameras to be removed from the toll gate. Once you agree, I will look after you. Don't worry. You may be held responsible now. But later, when I become the president, I'll take care of you. That's what they're now negotiating. That was why the army came out to say it was Sanwo Olu that actually did the shooting and not them. Because you know, if you say it was the army that did the shooting, you know the order came from Tinubu because he is the national leader of APC. And they said the zoo have started now to pay 30, or they are claiming to be paying 30,000 naira. What is 30,000 naira? Maybe a bag of rice and one carton of Indomie and a carton of tomatoes, if you're lucky. And then maybe a basket of onions. You eat that for maybe about 2-3 weeks and you're hungry once again. They're paying you, instead of them to create an enabling environment for the economy to thrive so you can be meaningfully employed and earn a decent wage, a la Majuri style, rankadede. They are paying you 30,000 like amnesty. So you go and be doing rank a day. Please give us 30,000 now. Please. And as the Southeast governors and South governors are faffing about and fooling about, Amoteku is recruiting a more 1,500 personnel. And Yoruba land is developed, relatively speaking. Of course, compared to the others, they damn the Fulani Janjaweed and do what they want to do to secure their land. Do you understand that now? They think the protests have ended, they are mad. We are entering into a new phase of a proper revolution. When these children pour out on the streets again, politicians, you better run. Because they are coming. And for those of you in the army wishing to join young Nigerian youths, leave the army. The number is there. Call it and leave the army and come and join Nigerian youths to create a new society. Now is the time. Now is the time. Martinde orders recruitment of 1,500 officers to kickstart Amoteku in his own state. The governors in the east are busy inviting the army to come. Do you know it's the governors that pay for the army, that paid for the army to come during Operation Python Dance 1, 2, 3, and 4? Are you aware of that? If you are a governor, you pay for the army, you rent army to come. Compared to Yoruba governors, Yoruba governors are recruiting their own people to provide security in Yoruba land. Igbo governors are busy inviting Fulani killers from Gambia, from Mali, with police uniform to come to their land to kill their own people. And you say we shouldn't hate them. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. The revolution is coming and nobody can stop it. You know the number to call if you are in the army and you want to leave the army to come and join the people. Somebody said we should add the police. And another person said, no, they start taking bribe from those who are coming to serve. They would be that saying, no, pay us bribe before we accept you. They'd be collecting money. So they said we shouldn't add the police, because the police is irredeemably corrupt. Police, hey, they'll be coming for the zoo. They'll become informants for the zoo. The salary of a senator in Nigeria is over 1 million naira every blessed day. And what did they do? Nothing. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And that is why the zoo must fall. I thank you all very much for listening this morning. But let me see if I can take some of your calls. The only call we can take today is via Signal. And the number to call is Signal. It's an app. Download the Signal. It's the best. It's clearer and it's safer. +44 7761 825 346. I repeat, +44 7761 825 346. That is the number to call. That is the number to call. They said there's a security alert somewhere. Nigeria Army has blocked the road again by Yam Zone, and they're stopping every vehicle and picking up every person there. They only allow the women to continue. Is okay, Zipasu, and is people aware of this? Is okay, Zipasu, aware of what the army is doing in Aba? And why are you writing to me? We outnumber them. You kill them. Attack them and kill them. Because they take these people and they go and kill them somewhere else and hide their bodies. Attack them before they attack you. You people are foolish. You keep writing rubbish to me. Attack them. Yeah, at Yam. Kill them there. Kill them. Let them die. Yeah, you allow them, they set up roadblocks, and they're taking you and you start talking rubbish and writing nonsense to me. The caller on Signal, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What is your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Anachukwu. I was the one that called 2 days ago that would read the Bible. Isaiah 43 verse 6.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Okay, sir. Now, I want to just put some things I got to. I found out that there are some things I noticed I want to get your attention to.
Yes.
It's about the engineers of your station. If they can try to always put off the mic when you finish your broadcast and after our Biafran national anthem. If they just put it off, because sometimes I notice that some background, I hear some noise in background, so that we don't put out some information that is not necessary to go out. Immediately the broadcast finish, and after the national anthem, immediately to at least 2 seconds to just put it off. I noticed that, so I just wanted to bring your attention to that, to your engineers.
Thank you very much. And we have noted that. Thank you very, very much. I was laughing at that.
I have some other things to.
Please go ahead.
Permit me, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is about security, but it's not like it's a public, it should be a public information, but it's about security. This goes to everybody all around the world. It doesn't matter where you are. For monitoring, so people that now, the telephones that are being monitored, there is a code. It's a factory settings code. It's just for any phone. It doesn't matter where you are. And it don't have to be in Nigeria, anywhere in the world. If you permit me, I can release the code.
Release it. Of course, release it.
Very good. Thank you, sir. The code is, if you're listening, whatever phone you're using, you just dial it, go to your dial, put hash, sorry, you start it, you just put *#51#, and then you send it. This is to confirm if your telephone calls is being forwarded, that is being monitored and being listened to. If you confirm it, this is the number, the code to confirm it. You just check it like *#61#, and then send. It will show a message on your phone screen and tell you if your phone is being monitored or is being listened to.
What? I'm doing it now. You say it's *#61#. Then send.
I'm sending it now. Let me see what happens. MMI code started. It says, call forwarding when no reply. Your voice, my phone is not being tapped now. My voice is not being forwarded. My data is not being forwarded. My fax is not forwarded. My SMS is not forwarded. My sync is not forwarded. My async is not forwarded. My packet is not forwarded. The pad is not forwarded, which means this very phone I'm using is not being hacked. Nobody is listening to it. You're correct. If you do it, if you put it in your phone, everybody, those of you in Biafra land, please do this. *#61#, a message pops up. Anything here that is forwarded elsewhere, please discard that phone and go and get a new phone. They have your IMEI number. They track you through IMEI before they arrest you in the zoo. They track you through the IMEI number. Any phone that has IMEI number is trackable. And how do you stop them from tracking you? Ask yourself, how can I stop the zoo from tracking me? The only way you can stop them from tracking you is not to make a call over your phone. That is number one. And number two, please. Once you get a phone, make sure that your WhatsApp and your Signal number is not the same number as the one, as the SIM card inside your phone. Make sure it is not the same SIM card. Let's say that your number is ends with +234946871420, for instance. That is the SIM card you are using to buy data. That's one in your phone. Your WhatsApp number must not be this number. It should be another number. You can get and make sure that the number, the SIM card you're using inside your phone, as much as possible, try to make it not to be your own. Don't register it in your name. And make sure that the other number that you're also using as your WhatsApp is not registered in your name. Some of you can do exchanges, swap it around, so that the number of your WhatsApp, the number of your Signal, is not the same number that you have inside your phone. If you make calls via your phone and you call direct, you dial direct to speak to somebody, they will track you using the IMEI number of your phone, which is the unique number to every mobile phone in the world. But if you resist the temptation of calling direct and call only via social media, and especially not Skype, Skype is not encrypted, you have to call through Signal, Telegram, and WhatsApp. Only use those for your calls. Once you do it, you have bypassed them. They can no longer track you. They can no longer come to your house to arrest you, because they only come to your house to arrest you because they want an informant who sue me. Once an informant gives them your number, say if you call this number, you will get Okechukwu. What they do is that they put that in their computer, in their laptop, and they track. They now start looking for the nearest tower to that very person. Once they find the tower, they can now narrow down to your house and they arrest you. But if they only have your WhatsApp line, and that WhatsApp line is not in a SIM card in any phone anywhere, they can never ever get you, not in a trillion years. If somebody asks you, oh, please, can I call you? Give me your number. You give them your WhatsApp number. You give them your Signal number. You give them your Telegram number, which is not the same number on your phone. And your Signal number, your WhatsApp number, your Telegram number can be the same number. It doesn't matter. It can be the same number. That is how you minimize tracking. And that is how you minimize them coming to arrest you in the middle of the night. And if you see the army arresting anybody, you raise the alarm, block the road so they cannot leave that day. Now they say, you say that Yam Junction arresting innocent young people, block every exit, block it and start shouting that they must bring them down. They'll release them. But if they take them and you keep quiet, they will continue. So you don't know. Stop writing rubbish to me. You see them arresting people, you attack them to make them to stop. And I don't want anybody to be arrested from Yam Zone today. Go there, please, and make sure that those people are released. Attack them and kill them. And
if they do not release them, start the burning of police stations again. Start it. That's the only language you understand. Chinedu, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Mazi.
Good morning to you. And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Igwacha.
What is happening there today? What is happening there today?
Mazi, there was a little rainfall, and we are okay here. I want to comment on the lecture you just gave to us now. I am very, very happy. We keep strengthening you for the enlightenment and for the good things you've been doing for us. I thought that the only people that are illiterate are those that did not go to school. But I just came... Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I thought that the people, the illiterates we have in Nigeria, I thought they are the only ones that didn't go to school. But I didn't know that Nigeria... Nothing much. We are okay here.
No, you are listening. How can you be responding to me via the radio? You are listening to me. I'm talking to you on the phone. And you're getting your responses from the radio. That is why you lost concentration. I would have loved to hear what you have to say. But next time, please, try to focus and try to concentrate. People are saying, what is the number? Let me please write it down. You're listening. Not when you're listening on Facebook. You have heard it before. And you're asking for the same number again. I'll give it to you. Put in star. If you want to know if the DSS is tracking your phone, put in star. Put in hash, write 6-1, and then put in hash again. You click send, and a message will appear on your phone if any of the things are forwarded. If they forward anything from your phone without your knowledge or notice, then you know you are in trouble. Pastor Jack, who gives us regular updates, is calling from Lagos. The world is listening. You may proceed.
Thank you, my leader. Good morning from here, my leader.
Good morning.
Pastor Jack, once again, coming from Lagos. Although so far as of today, Lagos is calm, people are not yet out for protest. I believe they are strategizing because yesterday there were certain arrangements to hit the road today. But that arrangement did not manifest very well. That was why people were not yet on the road today. Having said that, I just wanted to contribute a little bit to the issue of this hacking. Somebody can, if you want to make use of one number, both on your WhatsApp, and they also want to make use of it as a regular line, what you do, you use ordinary phone that is not WhatsApp enabled, or that does not have GPS, or that does not have internet enabled. So when you insert it in that smaller phone, they cannot be able to track you no matter what they do. They can also make use of
no, but that phone, when you remove the battery from that phone and you look at the panel where you have the serial number, you will see the IMEI number. You will see the IMEI number, which is the IMEI. No, listen to me. IMEI. That is what other people did. People say, oh, go and buy a local phone. They won't track you. Any phone that has IMEI number, they will find you. They will ping, because whenever you make a call, it bounces off the nearest tower. They will ping you, and they will get the tower the signal is coming from, and they will get you. Why do you think that top terrorists do not use phone? They send people to go and deliver messages. They use couriers to deliver their messages. Because any phone you use has, there is only one phone that has no IMEI number, and the World Intelligence Agency pressured Nokia to stop producing it. You know that old Nokia 3, is it called 310 or is it 330? I don't know what it's called. You know, 3310. Nokia 3310 is the only phone in the world that cannot be tracked. Nokia, only if you are using Nokia 3310, that old Nokia, you can make as many calls as possible. They do not have your email number, and they cannot track you and locate your precise location or find you where you are. Anything else, once you open the battery on the phone or any phone you have, there is an IMEI number. And once they have it, you're a goner. They will get you. Please, don't even risk it. Go on social media. Only use WhatsApp, Signal, and Telegram to call. Go ahead.
All right, sir. Another one is on the issue of Yes Wicked playing the Janja with the slave card. Now, Yes Wicked trying to convince people that Igocha is not Biafra. Or where I listened to his comment where he gathered the youth, was saying, we allow Igbo, we allow Hausa, and all that. I said, what is this man talking about? How stupid. Are you trying to deceive that Igbo church is not Igbo, not part of Biafra? In fact, from where I come from, mainly in Ohaji, the same dialect I speak is the same language Abani speak, the same language Omerelu speak, down to Elele. So what are you saying? That all these people, we are separated down to Igbo church, and we are telling us that Igbocha people are not Igbo or not Biafra. What are you talking about?
You are from Ohaji. Do you know that some people from Ohaji were carved by one Fulani woman into Niger Delta? The same Ohaji is in Niger Delta.
Yeah.
Mad people everywhere.
We speak the same language and they're talking rubbish. Who are they trying to deceive? All of us speak the same language and they're telling us Igbocha is different from Igbo or from Biafra. You are just deceiving yourself because we understand the history and we know the history. The Janja, we can just use it for us, but we understand at a given time, your realm will also cease to exist. This is just my little contribution this morning, my leader. Thank you from here, sir.
Thank you and well spoken. You have a Ohaji people in River State. Ebema people in River State. And you say, Chineke, what type of God made these people? What type of God made them? Please, if you have called before, do not call again. And I need video evidence of the Onions Market, the harassment going on at Onions Market. I need confirmation and I need video evidence, please. If it is actually going on, do not allow them to leave that very place. And Abia will burn today if they try that rubbish. Mad people everywhere. Tell the idiots to go back and sit down. We are not criminals. We can police our land. Tell them to remain in the barracks, or better still, go and fight Boko Haram, Fulani Janja Buddhism in the north. There are many Fulani terrorist groups in the north. They should go and fight them. They should go and fight them. The caller on Signal, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. Yeah, I called back. I'm Anayotuku Anochi.
Yes, go ahead.
One of the local government, the one that is calling from Romania.
Go ahead.
Yes, I gave the code, but I didn't, the phone cut off. I don't know what happened. I thought it was from the network. I didn't give the deactivation code. There is the deactivation code.
What is the deactivation code?
Yes, sir. The deactivation code is #0022#. I repeat, #. If you want to confirm it, you confirm it with star, like you said to them, *#61#. So now, if you found out that, it doesn't matter, you have to deactivate. If you found out that it is or is not, put to deactivate it. Put, to be very sure, put ##002#. This is how you deactivate it. And this goes to everybody, no matter where you are. Mostly, the diaspora, Nigeria, where you are, is very good, is very important. You deactivate it and then nobody listens. And you should be doing this at least every 2 weeks. At least every 2 weeks.
Thank you very much.
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Can I please?
Very briefly. Others are waiting. Very briefly.
Yes,
go
sir,
ahead.
Yes, sir. Immediately. I want to say to all the celebrities, please. Every celebrity that are doing work, we appreciate what you're doing. Nobody is trying to take your glory. We are fighting for one cause. Now, peaceful. Tell your fans, your supporters, you people, gather them, you people, we keep protesting. Peaceful protest. Peaceful protest. I want to give credit to Mr. Sean Kuti. He's doing a great job. He's not standing down.
He's like his father. His father. That is how you know those who are fathered by Janja weed. If you want to know those, go and look at the children of Fela and Nicolako Kuti. The way they speak like their father. Anybody who knows my father will know that despite every attempt to bribe him in this world, to convince him to abandon truth, he never capitulated. Go and ask God Joseph Kalan, he will tell you. That is, if you are an honest man, you will give birth to an honest child. That is, only if your wife goes outside to go and get pregnant and come back and say the child is yours. That is the only reason why a child will behave differently from the father. It's as simple as that. Fellas, children are behaving like their father. Upright, very bold, and in your face, I'm telling you the truth. But look at the rest talking rubbish. Go and check their father, like Niamwood. Niamwood's father was a traitor. They had money in Barclays Bank. After the war, every family was given £20 to start life again. The world, the family got all their money back. That is to tell you who they are. The father was a traitor. And then Niamwood himself is a traitor. That is something you must know. Thank you very much.
Sir, I want to please, the last one is very important. Please, sir, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Can I?
Yes, go ahead.
Sir, please, there is this question I've wondered so much all my life. And I know you are the only man I know in this world that have intelligence and wisdom at the same time. I would like you to answer it for me, sir. I wonder why the British, when the British came, why they persuaded us true Anglican and gave us the Bible. Why they already knew that we are the children of God. They knew that, you know. And they persuaded us and they gave us the Bible. Why they did not do the same to the Northerners? I want to know, sir. Please, if you can educate us on that.
They, because they know that we would not accept Islam, that's number one. And number two is because they knew that if you go through the Old Testament, most of the things in the Old Testament is what we do on a day-to-day basis. So it was easier to convince us. When they went to the north, the MS told them, you are not going to touch our religion and our way of life. We don't want to go to school. We don't want to go to your school. That's why you have Boko Haram, which is a rejection of Western education. The Northerners said to them, the oligarchy, the MS said, the only people who can have education is our own children. That was why the likes of Ahmadu Bello went to school, but other people did not. And they said, you cannot touch our religion. Those two things were very, very paramount. They reached a deal, and the Northerners said, we will not fight you. If you don't force us to go to school, and you don't tamper with our religion, we are not going to fight you. You can take over. That was indirect rule. You can take over and rule us, and then we rule the people on your behalf. That was what happened. And let me tell people something. I'm coming. Hold on a second. Let me tell people what they do not understand. The white man, in the main, is a racist pig. Now listen to me. They are racists. And when they went to Israel, the Knights Templars went to Israel. After all, there was the Kingdom of Jerusalem. They're not paying attention. There is a place called, go and Google it, the Kingdom of Jerusalem. The Christians, but I respect Europeans. Child, my goodness. I respect them. And I will tell you why I do respect them. Look at the map of Europe. And look at where the Holy Land is, Israel is. Do you know that when the news of the work that Jesus Christ is doing got into Europe, when Emperor Constantine became converted into Christianity, Europeans were in their homes. Do you see why God blessed them? Even if they're not worshiping God the right way, I want to let you understand why they are blessed by God. They had this very gospel that Yeshua was preaching. They are in Europe. And at a time, they also heard that Muslims had taken over Jerusalem. Do you know what they did? Oh, those people, the Europeans. I know, I'm not going to give you their secret, I know it. And when Biafra comes, you see what shall become of Biafra. Do you know what they organized their armies? Volunteers. They said that the house of God has been taken over by Muslims. They rallied all over Europe. All noble men, even kings, brought out their children to go to liberate Jerusalem. They know that Israel was surrounded by Muslims everywhere, from Lebanon all the way to Egypt. Israel is somewhere in the middle. Not minding that, all these brave, noble men, young men, some of them took their wives with them. They embarked on a march to liberate Jerusalem. And as soon as they did it, God blessed Europe in such a way that it is astonishing. That is why they lead the whole world in everything. Every other person, even China, the technology that China has today, they copy from the West. They copy from Europe and from USA, from Canada. That was why God blessed them, and I want you to understand this. When they heard that the house of God has been taken over by Muslims, they said it can never happen. They organized themselves, and let me shock you, they did not use the sheep. They threat. They used their legs, those that came from Scotland, those that came from England, they converged in France, and they started to make their, led by a French royal noble family, not royal, noble family of France, from where King Bedouin came from. Go and watch the movie Kingdom of Heaven. It is a bit distorted. It's not true, but it's a bit true. Just go and watch it. You know what they did, these people? They used their legs. They walked all the way. They trekked across Europe all the way from France to Turkey. They fought in Turkey. They were killed. Oh, those people are brave. Europeans are brave. I'm telling you. They fought in Turkey. Tried to liberate Constantinople. That was under siege. They fought and they fought and they fought the sultans. They fought them until they reached the truce. Despite the fact that many of them were killed, more reinforcements were coming. If you ask them where they are going, they said they are going to liberate Jerusalem, the city of God. And they are not Jews. They are not Israelites. These are ordinary Caucasian Europeans. Most of them are uncircumcised. But they received the gospel of Yeshua. Because St. Paul said to them, you don't have to be circumcised to be accepted as a child of God through the grace of Jesus Christ. That was where Apostle Paul messed up completely. He messed up totally. Whereas God said, it is compulsory for you to be my child, you must be circumcised. Paul said, no. By the grace, you don't need circumcision to be a good person. By the grace of Jesus Christ, you can be accepted into the body of Christ, not of God. And then through Christ, you can now come to God. But the traditionalists, like some of us, are saying, no, you must be circumcised. That is an order from God. On the eighth day, you must circumcise your child. Even if you don't do it on the eighth day, if you want to come close to God, you must be circumcised. Apostle Paul said something different. So the Europeans bought into what Apostle Paul said. So most of them that went were not circumcised even. But they still had God in their heart. They said, Apostle Paul said to them, you are circumcised in the heart. You don't need physical manifestation of the circumcision to be a child of God. And they set out to go to Jerusalem. And they were fighting wars. You know the funniest thing? As they die, as they are going, as we are dying today, as we are protesting, as they die, as they are going, many more people are joining them. Many more are joining them. They fought all the way from Turkey, Anatolia. They fought all the way from Anatolia. They fought through Lebanon. They fought through parts of Syria. These are Europeans, though. Some from Scotland, some from England, some from Wales, some from Ireland. Noble children of noble men and women. These are the crowned heads of Europe, sending their children to do what they felt was the will of God. And they came into Jerusalem. And they drove away the Arabs from Jerusalem. And they started the kingdom of Jerusalem under a French noble family that now became the king of Jerusalem, Bedouin. Go and read it up. And they held Jerusalem for over 100 years until the armies of Salahuddin, who is a Muslim, but he is from Kurdistan. Salahuddin is from Kurdistan. the Kurdish part of Iraq, the most celebrated Muslim Islamic general of all time. The most celebrated. But he was a nobleman. He was a pious man, a nobleman. He was also a very kind man as well. He defeated the armies of Guy de Lusignan, who took over the kingdom of Jerusalem as the king by marrying the sister of King Bedouin. I think the second or the third. Isabella. He was a drunkard. He desecrated the house of God and broke the agreement between King Baldwin and Salahuddin. And they lost Jerusalem. Richard the Lionheart, the King of England, conducted crusade after crusade to recapture Jerusalem. But he failed. They only managed to take an acre. A place called, that's how you get an acre of land. That was where the word, the measurement acre came from. A-C-R-E, an acre of land. There is a place in the Holy Land called Acre. The English king, Richard the Lionheart, took it from the Muslims. They fought and fought and fought to enter into Jerusalem. It was not possible. God saw the heart of a white man from Europe and said, "Your heart is clean. Although you were a bit messed up in the head, you love me, and I will give you everything you want." That's how God is. Every glory he gave to Europe. That is why Europe is ruling you today. That is why there is a white woman in Abuja called Katrina Lang, who is ruling 200 million black people. It's the grace of God upon white people over black people, because they risked and sacrificed their sons in order to reclaim Jerusalem for the glory of God and drive away Muslims. And now let me tell you something that happened as well. Because Salahuddin marched an Islamic army into the Holy Land of God. Now listen very carefully. Because he marched an Islamic army into the house of God, they went to the Temple of Solomon, rebuilt by King Herod, and they placed Islamic symbols inside the Temple of Solomon. God placed a curse on the people from which Salahuddin came from, Kurdistan. That is why today Kurdistan can never be a country forever and ever. They are divided into Turkey, into Syria, into Iraq, and also Iran. Together they are a very big nation. But divided they are nothing and they are very weak. That was the curse that God placed upon Salahuddin forever taking over Jerusalem. Now you understand. Let us go to the line. The same way that God cursed Ogoniland because of Kenseriwa for bringing division amongst his people. That is how God is. That is how Elohim works. Because Europe got up and said, it is an affront that the house of God, this gospel we've been hearing, that Muslims came there. They sacrificed their sons and marched with leg, not sheep, with leg, all the way from France and Italy. Every European nation gave their sons, royalty or royalty, their noble sons, to go and fight. That was how the Knights Templars came about. The order of the Temple of Solomon. The Knights Templars. They bank you. Some of you will go to ATM today to go and withdraw money. They were the people that started banking. These are royalties, noblemen from Europe. They rescued the Temple of Solomon from the Islamic hordes. And God blessed Europe because of that. Elohim blessed them. So when you wonder, oh, they are here, they conquer. When a white man now comes to your village, if he tells you to do anything, all of you will bow down immediately. Because the grace of God is upon white people. They sacrifice their sons to rescue Jerusalem from the Arabs. Now you understand, don't you? So in case you're wondering, why, you know that God looks into the hearts of men. The way Europe, you know, if you go to Europe, ask anybody living in Europe, every mile is a church or a cathedral. And when you see the building, you marvel. Come to Africa. People now worship God inside the poultry. They drive the chicken to one side. They bring up a table. And they build a pulpit and they're talking rubbish. Is there any magnificent church that you have in Africa apart from the one built in Ivory Coast by Hofford Burnham? Only one church stands out in all of Africa. A replica of St. Paul's Basilica in the capital of Cote d'Ivoire. Am I lying? If you come to your village, you see somebody going to a backyard with zinc, and they say they're praising God. They say that God said he doesn't dwell in buildings. Talking rubbish. Go to Europe that is blessed by God. When you go to Notre Dame, you open your mouth and you be blown away. You go to St. Paul's Cathedral, the same thing. You go to New York. What is that Roman Catholic cathedral in New York? I've forgotten. I think it's Cathedral of All Saints. I don't know. You marvel. You go to the Coptic church, you marvel. You go to the Ethiopian church and you marvel. You come to West Africa and they're talking rubbish, every idiot. They go to where if you run out of money, you drive away your goat and use the house of the goat. You say it is a house of God. Jesus is deliverance ministry. And I call you, I think God will love you. You're a hypocrite. You're a criminal. When you go to Europe that used to love God, you see the houses they built to God. Then you will know that they were genuine in their hearts. Because they said cleanliness is next to godliness. They made sure that the houses they built to God was pristine, very clean and neat. These are the things you need to know. And we have come to the end of our program this very morning. Fridays is our question and answer sessions, please. And then you should be able to call and we should take your calls and answer your questions as well, but not stupid ones like give us guns, give us this. In a revolution, nobody gives you a gun. You make your own guns because the revolution. If they see you with automatic weapons imported from abroad, they say you planned an insurgency. It is no longer spontaneous. The world only understands spontaneous uprising. They do not understand planned insurgency. Go through your history, please. I thank you all very much for listening this morning. I know we didn't take much of your calls, but what I can say to you is that on Friday, we are going to be live once again. But we'll be live again this evening, you know. I preach morning and night. I will try to sleep before this evening is upon us. Please, very, very important. We will reconvene 7 p.m. this evening. But with all the love in my heart and best wishes to those of you who are coming out today to protest, and also those of you leaving the army, the navy, and the air force to come and join Nigerian youths in this revolution, with all the love in my heart from me, from here, good morning.